Heroin deaths have reached a record number in King County. More than 150 people died of overdoses in 2014. One woman could have been part of that statistic. 10 years ago, Thea Oliphant Wells was homeless and addicted to heroin. Today, she's no longer using. Instead, she helps those who are. KUW's healthcare reporter Ruby DeLuna has her story.
People who inject drugs can turn in their used needles here at the Seattle Needle Exchange Program. Thea Oliphant Wells shows me what they get in return. A kit that contains syringes, a tourniquet, a packet of cotton balls, and a sterile metal cooker.
Traditionally, people associate cooking heroin in a spoon, but we definitely want people to use a clean cooker.
Oliphant Wells is familiar with these tools. They used to be a daily part of her life. At one time, she was a client at the Needle Exchange. This program helps reduce the spread of HIV and other infections. She shows how the kits are used. She takes a clean syringe to draw up water.
You'd put your water into the cooker, and then you would take a lighter and hold on to the little handle, which hopefully won't fall off.
She then puts a piece of cotton in the cooker, which acts as a filter. Oliphant Wells was a teenager when she started using heroin to deal with a childhood trauma. Then at 17, her first love tried to kill himself. She blames herself for that.
Opiates are painkillers. They not only kill physical pain, but they certainly do help to relieve emotional and psychic pain as well. It's not a great tool for those things, but you know, we sort of do what works when we're trying to survive in life.
Oliphant Wells remembers those days. It was a hard and lonely life.
It's always, well, I better get out there and make sure that I have, you know, heroin for tomorrow, heroin for tonight. It's this never-ending battle, and so it's a lot of work.
Those days are behind her. Now, Oliphant Wells is a social worker at the Needle Exchange. She lets clients know she's been where they are. She understands the feeling of shame and the sense that society is turning its back on them. But she also remembers the people along the way who reached out to her, the nurse at Swedish Hospital who went out of her way to help her. Then there was the social worker at the Needle Exchange who saw her not as an addict, but as a person.
She asked if I was able to treat my PTSD and find a way to stop using heroin, what I would want to do with my life. And it had been so long that no one asked me what my goals and dreams were.
That got her attention because people were always telling her what to do.
It was very important to know that someone actually saw me as someone capable of doing something else because I didn't see myself that way.
At that point, she was still using. She had sought treatment a few times already, but without success. The question prompted her to imagine life beyond heroin. Oliphant Wells says once she was stable, her goal was education. She went on to earn a master's degree in social work at the University of Washington. Oliphant Wells is 38 years old. She doesn't mind giving her age because she feels lucky to have survived. She has buried and lost some friends to heroin. Heroin addiction in King County has reached epidemic proportions. There are more people entering detox for heroin than there are for alcohol. According to a county report, substance abuse is both a cause and a result of homelessness. Local leaders are now taking action.
Well, good afternoon.
Speaking in front of a shuttered treatment facility on Beacon Hill last month, King County Executive Dow Constantine convened a task force to find ways to expand treatment.
Our current lack of treatment capacity leaves at least 150 people who've asked for help waiting every day to get that help, to fight their heroin addiction.
Constantine says many end up getting treatment in hospitals or in jail, settings that are not ideal and usually more expensive. For now, people on the front lines like Oliphant Wells are doing their best to connect clients to the help they need. In her recovery, she was able to tap into housing, food stamps, general assistance, services that have helped keep her stable. Oliphant Wells says one thing that will always be in need is compassion.
You can give someone, you know, this evidence-based treatment, but if you treat them badly while you do it, it's not going to take.
Oliphant Well says it's important to have places for people to go where they feel safe and feel treated with respect, whether or not they stop using heroin. That's when they need community support the most. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.